Blog Talk Radio.
Listeners, I missed you guys last Thursday. I had to take a week off after that two-hour sex and religion special that we did the week before last. It was a great show. I hope you guys go back and listen to it by doing a search for it on the Blog Talk Radio page. Welcome to another edition of Relationships 360 Degrees. I'm Tiffany Williams-Jallo, relationship enthusiast, creator, and host of this program, which airs Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And on this show, my guest and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain positive, long-lasting relationships. And tonight, you'll get answers to the dating questions that have been plaguing you lately, and some of you for years. Questions like, you know, where to go for a first date, when to lean in for the first kiss, when to talk to your or take your lover home to your mom, or how to pop the question. So we'll cover all of those questions, plus we'll be taking your call-in questions, and we'll be getting questions from the chat room as well. We have successful date coach and matchmaker Sarah Foster on the show. She's going to help put an end to our dating dilemmas tonight. She's leveraging her Bachelor of Communication and Law degrees, plus a decade of executive recruiting experience. She's leveraging that and has helped numerous couples connect, and many of those have gone on to walk down the aisle. She's been trained by a renowned matchmaker and dating coach, Rachel Greenwald, and tonight you'll have an opportunity to win a 101 date coaching session with Sarah. And you can enter our giveaway right now by visiting www.relationships360.com and entering your name and email address at the top of the homepage. The winner will be selected on Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday, July 19th, and notified with instructions on how to redeem the free coaching session with Sarah via email. And I'm going to give you until Monday, July 18th, to enter to win that dating session with Sarah. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. And if any of our listeners would like to call in and talk to Sarah or myself, you can call in for the next, 57 minutes or so to 714-409-0610. Again, that's 714-409-0610. And if you missed that, that number is on the show's Blog Talk Radio page, displayed prominently, so you won't miss it. And our team has also posted it inside of the chat room where you can always type your questions and your comments. Now, when you do call in, please make sure that you hit the correct icon so that I know that you wish to talk and you're not just hanging out listening to us by telephone. All right, Sarah, you've been waiting patiently. Thank you for joining the program tonight.
My pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Rachel Greenwald actually referred me to you, and we're gonna talk about, you know, your relationship with Rachel. You mentioned having been recruited and trained by her. Again, she's a renowned dating coach and a best-selling author. What was that experience like being trained by Rachel?
It was incredible. I mean, she is truly a guru when it comes to dating and dating questions and complex dating questions. She actually wrote an incredible book called Have Him at Hello that I've read many times. It's excellent in terms of how to get a date, how to get a second date, a third date, the do's, the don'ts. So that's a great book to read if anyone is interested in sort of having a Bible where that's concerned. I was recruited and trained by her out in Denver, Colorado, and she did a boot camp weekend where she basically went through every sort of question and role playing, and she just really knows what she's doing, and she's had incredible experience doing it. And now I'm sort of taking over her New York people and East Coast people because she needs some more time for her family. So we continue to work together, and it's been a pleasure. It's a challenging subject, but one that, you know, is also fun to talk about.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun on the show tonight. And speaking of fun, you were actually a lawyer, so I know there was a lot of action that took place, you know, in the courtroom. What made you want to leave that profession and become a matchmaker?
Well, I did matchmaking and coaching my entire life, and I realized I enjoyed it. I was good at it, and I thought, how can I leverage this into a business? I mean, the legal world, it's just not as much fun, and you don't interact with people on a personal level like you do in this business. And so I did a little research, and I connected with Rachel, and I realized there's an unbelievably huge market in the world of matchmaking and date coaching. I mean, in the same way that people hire personal trainers or nutritionists, people are now hiring date coaches just to understand online dating, texting. It's just a different world today, so I think people want a lot of guidance on how to date.
Yeah, I want to talk some more about those changes. How has dating changed in your mind, or, you know, in your research, you know, over the past, let's say, two decades?
Well, first of all, online dating now results in 1 in 6 marriages a year. So those numbers are astounding. And I personally prefer today's dating world. Many people might disagree with me, but I find that having access to all of these people in the comfort of your own home over a computer is a great way to sort of, I'm a researcher, so I like to find people and sort of get to know them a little bit and then meet them in person. You would have to go to a lot of bars and restaurants and parties to meet the amount of people you can actually meet online.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's better. You know, the texting and the email, that's a little frustrating because people tend to have virtual relationships now,
right,
as opposed to the in-person, you know, seeing what kind of chemistry there is and rapport. But in terms of uncovering people for yourself, I think online dating is really effective.
Yeah, and I will say that, you know, I did dabble in online dating after my divorce. I've been divorced for 3 years, and my reason for starting Relationships 360 is because I wanted to equip and empower people with information to help them to prevent divorce. It's one of the most devastating experiences that you can go through. Sarah, I know that, you know, you were married and you've been divorced as well. So you can definitely identify with what I'm talking about. But, you know, after the divorce, I, you know, having been with my ex-husband for 6.5 years, you know, in my 20s, throughout my 20s, and then finding myself, you know, in my early 30s after the divorce, I mean, the world had really changed. And, you know, I had no clue. I didn't really do any texting or anything like that. Was never really a technical person. But, you know, discovering, like you said, that, you know, people were having virtual relationships, and, you know, that's how, you know, they were communicating. And I had no clue, you know, where to go to find potential, dates, for myself after the divorce. I didn't really want to go out, to be honest, or get out of bed. Mm-hmm. So I think, online dating is a good way to,